We have someone in studio that help us. By request, by the way, Autumn Leaves for Charles Behnke this morning. He wanted to hear some of this.
The Autumn Leaves.
Good morning, Charles. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. So you're here to give us some good gardening advice. Let's start with the falling leaves. Well, first of all, are we getting the color change now? Is this when it's a good time to enjoy the fall foliage?
Well, sure. Go out and enjoy those. I have a neighbor who has a nice sugar maple next door, and it's bright orange. As I said in my little note to you, my kind of cheery red maple leaf, whatever.
Looking out the window here. Everything still looks green.
It'll change. Don't worry. Okay. Don't forget that with the lights on downtown here, the leaves will stay green for a longer period of time. In fact, I have a birch tree out in front of my house, right underneath the streetlight. One half of the tree stays green until about November the 24th, and the other half turns yellow and falls off.
Are you telling us that streetlights delay the color season?
Yes, it does. When they're immediately close by, yes. Well, if you
have you ever heard that, Bruce Van Dyke?
I don't know. Forget this
you
climate change. I want this color change. We need to work on that.
You
and the lights
go out
off.
And observe. If you happen to have a street light right next to a tree, you'll find that the side exposed to the light will stay green much longer into the fall. They forget to change.
We are messing
They're
with
alive. Those trees are alive.
Oh, yes, of course they are. Well, most of them.
They're always alive.
Messing with Mother Nature. We do this. Now, okay, the leaves fall. I rake them up. What do I do with them now?
Well, whatever you want, but I would suggest composting.
That's a leading question to your compost. You forget it. Never
whatever
mind.
You want.
Okay, let's talk about composting.
But what? Maybe, first of all, why
we'll
even
jump in them first?
Why even rake them up in the first place? If it's a nice day like today and you can get out there with your lawnmower, and there aren't too many leaves out, actually set the lawnmower up high and actually shatter them apart. They'll break apart quite nicely, and the earthworms will come up and eat them for you.
I thought he was just going to say wait for a windy day and let your neighbor, handle
your
leaves.
That's the other alternative. Yeah. Wait for a windy day and let them blow to your neighbors. Yeah. But another thing is to rake them up and begin a compost pile.
What kind of nutrients are in a dead leaf? I don't know.
Oh, there's plenty of nutrients in there. The trees are great extractors of nutrients in the ground. All calcium and magnesium, phosphorus, potassium. They pull out a lot of stuff, put it out there in the leaves. They needed it in order to function. Right. And now if you will gather them up for your garden. One, you could work them in directly into the garden if you want to, but I'd rather compost them and kind of reduce the volume of the leaves because, say, you got this big pile of leaves, big, you know. It's
right,
usually.
Sure.
And normally, to do a good composting job, you need at least 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet pile, and hopefully you'd make it much larger than that, and with most of the leaves around, you would have more than that. But they will begin to rot if you'll keep them moist. Remember to turn the compost pile on a regular basis, and by spring, March, April, you will have compost to add to your garden.
And this is just sort of a rich organic material that adds all the different nutrients you talked about back
just
into the soil.
Put some back into the soil.
Also breaks out the nasty clay soil that we have.
Right,
in
sure does.
Ohio. So you have he has a statement, Craig, here. It says, what needs to be done to prepare good compost, just like good layer cake? He equates a good cake and a compost together.
Right. You just kind of layer the compost and maybe a little bit of soil in between and the leaves
now
again.
Now, I add sprinkles for my cake. What is this about adding fertilizer
We can if we want to, but it's not absolutely necessary. It will speed up the process. Do not add any limestone. People think, they're composting oak leaves. They've got to add limestone. That's incorrect because the leaves, when they decay, will actually become alkaline. They start out acid as low as pH 3.3 and end up by end of March at 7.8 just because of the concentration of the base elements.
What about adding food parts to a compost?
I would recommend against that. Stay away from any, meat, fat.
Well,
if you want to put in some eggshells, fine. But you tend to attract rodents, and we don't need to do that.
What about my old, leftover potato peels or
well, you
things
could put
from
those
a vegetable,
in if you
things like that.
I'd grind them up a little bit if you could put them in the blender and put them on top. The important things to a compost pile is
coffee grounds. Can I put my
grass?
Coffee?
You can. We want about 30% green. In other words, a little bit of grass, grass products, because you pick them up in the mower anyway in many cases. 70% brown, and if you add some moisture to touch, in other words, just moist, That will be fine. And remember, if you're really making compost, it will heat up to 160 to 180 degrees, causing steam. What's steam? Water. So you got to add some moisture back if it doesn't rain.
Now, you mentioned brown. I've got to ask.
You don't put that in there.
Okay, I'm just checking. Because, you know, manure is big on the farm,
right,
but not for compost.
But in this case, brown meaning leaves.
Okay.
You could call them yellows and reds and blues and whatever other colors out there.
So how do we know when it's done then? When is it?
It just has a nice earthy smell, and the earthworms have come back into it. When it's really composting, it's too warm. Insects, i.e. the earthworms, will not be in it.
All right.
But by springtime, they'll be back up there feeding.
And
on
if you got something that doesn't smell right, you have it's what?
It got.
You have to add more air to it.
You got to get in there and fluff it up and make sure that it gets a little air back into it. That'll change back in a couple.
How much more do we have to mow our lawn?
Well, we probably got at least another 4 to 5 mowings yet, and that won't be until about Thanksgiving when we will end our mowing activities. So,
I'm mowing weeds. Those seems to be growing 10 times faster than
They do, don't they? Now, it's still a good time for weed control in your lawn, too. If you want to do the broadleaf weed control, this is still an excellent week to get that done.
Speaking of lawn, I've noticed more skunks, and I've been told that they come out for the, grubs underneath the lawn. Is that so?
Right. They're finding grubs, earthworms that are close to the surface. And grubs right now are moving up and down. Like, we're going to have a cold spell here this weekend. They'll move back down 3-4 inches down into the soil. But if it warms up next week again, they'll come up back to the surface again and begin eating at the lower grass roots of the plant.
And will that bring back the skunks?
It will if there are plenty of grubs in your lawn.
At what point do the skunks
stop?
Go underground or wherever they go.
Well, they probably hide underneath their outbuildings that are, barns that are out in most people's backyards, hibernate there. But other than that, they, along with the raccoons and possums, but typically skunks are the ones that are working in the lawn and looking for the grubs that are there. And if that is occurring and you still want to do grub worm control, there are some immediate 24-hour type insecticides that can be put on. They do need to be watered in to get good control of the grub worms that are there.
We're talking with Charles Benke, Lorain County horticulturalist, here on WEOL. Bit of a cold morning. It's going to get colder eventually. Charles Benke, horticulturalist, with us this morning. When do we have to start worrying about frost on our pumpkins and frost?
Well, it looks like this weekend that will be happening. Mm-hmm. And if you do have, say, plants outside, houseplants, I think you need to get them in this weekend, or at least put a light blanket of some kind over them to protect them for a period of time.
Now, I have houseplants, been outside all summer enjoying the weather. What kind of transition is it going to be to bring it in, and anything I need to do for them?
Well, when you do bring them in, try to get them into a bright location, because they have been in a high light intensity area, and when you bring them into a lower light intensity area, lower leaves are going to fall off and the plant will want to put on new leaves again. So that's not uncommon to see that when you've had plants outside. Also check them for insects and be sure they're watered and taken care of for the winter. But generally, a nice spot.
Tis the season for mums. Is there still time to plant them?
Yes, mums can still be planted right now, along with many other garden items. Like, we think of, now's the time to put in the tulips and the hyacinths and the daffodils. Of course, tulips and hyacinths are great food for deer, so stick to more things like daffodils. There's snowdrops that can go in. Some of these other little tiny bulbs that are more deer resistant. In fact, on the advertising for the so-called spring flowering bulbs that need to be planted now, and now being all the way up until the first snowfall, look for the word deer resistant on them, because there are some that are that way. So we want to keep those deer away.
I was just impressed by how much Charles just shook our studio when he emphasized the word plant those bulbs now. He shook his hand and my entire studio here shook. So he really means it, that's for sure.
Well, I get so many people saying that, or they find them in the garage, in springtime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thinking that you're supposed to plant them in spring. No, spring flowering bulbs are planted in the fall.
You got that right, Craig? Yeah, spring bulbs.
Well, let me ask you this, Charles Benke. If you were to plant a tulip bulb in April, what happened?
You would get no flowers and you may not get any leaves, and it's a dead plant.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good at all. Okay, so...
One quick thing. What about trimming back? Is now a good time to trim or no?
Wait a bit till we have the good hard frost. You can do some light trimming at this time. Major pruning should be done in the springtime, starting as early as late February, then into March, April.
You know, those times when you want to get out there and really start whacking away at things in February and part of...
Yeah, make sure your tools are nice and sharpened up, too.
Trim with the mittens. What about... storing pesticides, you have them, you use
right.
them. What's a good way to keep them so that next spring they're okay and they're not all cakey or clumpy or they're not?
Yeah, make sure that they are brought in or at least at a temperature above 32 degrees, especially with a liquid compound, so they don't freeze and break the containers, especially if there's a glass container, although many of them are in plastic nowadays. But when they freeze, they chemically come apart in many cases and won't re-emulsify very well the following year. Also, if you have any wettable powders, make sure that they're re-put back into a plastic bag to protect them from picking up moisture during the winter because they will become all clumpy and all everything like that. Also, if you have any fertilizer, you might want to slip that inside of a large garbage bag just to keep the moisture out of it so it doesn't turn into a hard rock.
Yeah, I've had to kind of step on it and smash it with a mallet to kind of break it up so it'll work in my
right.
spreader.
The fertilizer is still good.
Right.
It's just harder like a big boulder, a 50-pound boulder you're trying to move around in many cases.
Exactly. Well, speaking of boulders, pumpkins are out there now. Talk a little bit about picking them out, selecting them.
How about we call it proper pumpkin etiquette?
Okay.
When you go out and select your pumpkin, make sure that you pick it up from below, supporting it, and then hold on to the stalk. Just don't grab the so-called handle or stalk because it'll come on attached in many cases. They aren't always firmly attached to the plant. And so there you sit with a pumpkin with no handle on it. It's going to be hard to get the lid off when you do carving of your pumpkin. So make sure you lift it from the bottom and the top at the same time. Then just transport it as normal and do your pumpkin carving and enjoy it.
All right. Speaking of pumpkin carving, we were nice enough to have someone carve a pumpkin for WEOL.
Mm-hmm.
Where? It is one of our sales. I should show it to you. They kind of, and it has a flashing light. It shows WEOL.
There's it's on our Facebook page.
Picture,
check it out, right?
The picture is on the Facebook page. Nothing like if you could see it flashing and working. But people paint their pumpkins or carve them, or they just kind of leave them solid.
Is there anything we can do to extend the life of a pumpkin? Anything?
After you've cut it, no, because decay organisms will get in there and start working on it. You can save the seed from next year if you've got place in your backyard.
You can throw it in your compost pile.
You can put it in your compost pile.
Now, I did that, Charles, and then the following year I had a humongous pumpkin plant grow out of my compost pile.
Wow, that's good.
Now, the problem was the pumpkins that it actually grew were all lumpy looking, and I had to use a saw to cut through the it was a harder pumpkin.
It was.
Sounds to me like you had some nuclear waste in there,
too. Well, you never know, perhaps. Charles Benke, horticulturalist. Are you going to be anywhere in around? Are you having any classes? Are you visiting people?
I don't have anything coming up around locally here.
All right. He's international now. He goes somewhere else during the cold frost weather that might happen this weekend.